more about it and more. I think it's 67 days from today. 67 days from today is the final vote, and we'll have to hang in there until then. KSL News Time is 8:19. Triple Team Traffic, and how's it looking now, Annie?
Amanda, still have slowdowns going through the middle of the Salt Lake Valley on northbound I-15 between 45th and 33rd South. You're going to see some heavy traffic, a little bit of brake tapping, partially from two crashes, one on the right shoulder near 45th, one on the left shoulder right after the 3900 overpass. All clear, Draper and Sandy. Those of you getting on the freeway, what a nice drive compared to what most mornings have looked like. But the 215 South Belt construction down to two lanes near 2000 East. That's why you're backed up right now, Eric Butler.
I-15 rolling along well from Springville to Point of the Mountain, Utah County. That's your normal KSL travel time of 22 minutes. We're starting to see a little bit of congestion on Pioneer Crossing in Saratoga Springs. That's right at the intersection itself for both eastbound and westbound traffic. Glenn Thomas?
I-15 southbound through Davis County looking pretty good past Hill Air Force Base. You do have a little bit of slowing on Hill Field itself as you approach Antelope Drive. Otherwise, it's a nice, smooth drive all the way to Kaysville. You get a little bit of slowing still as you hit the North Interchange into downtown Salt Lake City. Utah RV Super Show is September 8th through the 11th at Southtown Expo Center. Text RV to 57500 to win free tickets or visit UtahRVSupershow.com for information. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.